This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up later, we'll look at a proposal that could have voters around the Milwaukee area sounding off on public arts funding.
First, Thanksgiving is 1 week off, and our next guest has some timely music to share for the occasion and for the season.
Stephanie Elkins is back with us. She's a music host here at WPR. You can hear her on Morning Classics weekday mornings on our NPR News and Classical Music Network and on Simply Folk Sundays from 5 to 8 p.m. on both WPR networks. Stephanie, good to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So this Sunday on Simply Folk, you're going to be featuring songs of gratitude for Thanksgiving. Is this a common theme in folk music?
It is. It's a really common theme, and there are so many wonderful pieces to choose from. And we have them in a whole range. There are funny ones, you know, prayers about let me not drink too much and let all the relatives get along and that kind of thing. And then there are some really meaningful, deep, beautifully written songs. And I was always surprised at how many instrumentals there are of songwriters or musicians expressing gratitude strictly through instrumental music.
Well, tell us about your first one, Tim Harrison. It's Song of Thanksgiving. Give us a feel for it before we give a listen.
Well, he's a Canadian, and it's a song that sort of evokes the cold and the dark that comes this time of year. I mean, look where we are right now. It's dark, and it's freezing this morning. And he talks about entering this time of darkness and cold with gratitude for the resources to get through it, to make it through the dark days.
When the northern wind blows in and the earth tips from the sun, when the harvest is complete and all the work is done, then we know we'll feel the chill and we know the snow will fall till the woods are filled. And then...
So that one hits pretty close to home right about now. The dark skies, the cold. I don't know about the work being done, but a lot of it, harvest time is done now.
Right. And the line is, and then we'll make time for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And it is a kind of a time to slow down a little bit. So everybody kind of hunkers down, and it's a time to spend with loved ones and friends and maybe in front of the hearth if you have a fireplace and that kind of thing. But just feel that gratitude. It kind of helps to counterbalance what we have to deal with.
I'll say I have moments like that, lying in my bed, cold night, winds howling, and I'm like, I'm really thankful that there's something between me and that right now. And I don't wait for Thanksgiving to thank that, especially this year.
Yeah, how many of these are tied to the natural world like that? Not just simply, you know, we're thankful because it's the holiday of Thanksgiving, but because there's a natural cycle going on.
Oh, there, absolutely. I was listening to one a little earlier this week by Susan Werner. It's an ode to Aldo Leopold, and it talks about the land always giving and always providing and the cycles of that kind of bounty where we have this. It's so much of our whole society has been based on this natural cycle over the last, 30,000 years or something like that. So it's very much informs folk music.
Let's check out another piece of music you're sharing with us. This is Sarah Watkins' Take Up Your Spade.
And Sarah Watkins, a former member of Nickel Creek, or continuing member as well?
Yeah, they came together again this past year for a tour. So on again, off again, mm-hmm. I would say. But she started really young, and she's a fiddle player, also other instruments. But she's really got a beautiful feel, a beautiful spirit to so many of her songs. And this is one that talks about forgiving and being forgiven. And it comes all to a head with break ground, you know, take up your spade. And that if we make the effort on our parts, then all of this good stuff can happen. There's a lot of hope for the future.
Gratitude and some reconciliation themes mm-hmm. in there, too?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And she talks about giving thanks for every moment and every crumb. And, you know, so there's a sense there of kind of being in the moment and acknowledging the gifts that we have.
Hmm. Well, that's a lovely one. And well, here's a classic. You were talking earlier about expressing gratitude without words, and it can be done. Jay Unger and Molly Mason, for example, have done it, and they are a pair who have been really good at evoking feelings and moods with simply through music. And we've got one here called Autumn. This is a Thanksgiving hymn.
So tell us about this one.
This is, they simply wanted to express gratitude for the Earth's bounty through music. And they did this as a project. They wrote a whole suite called the Harvest Home Suite. And there's spring and summer and autumn and fall. And for autumn, they chose this harvest hymn, this Thanksgiving hymn. And they did the project with the Nashville Chamber Orchestra. And so it builds into this beautiful crescendo with the orchestra and just this warm feeling. And Veronica, you said earlier that they really are good at evoking feeling. They are the ones that did Ashokan Farewell that mm-hmm. was used during Ken Burns' Civil War series and became very, very popular because it's such an evocative piece of music. It makes us feel something.
We'll have another track from them at the end of the segment, but tell us a little bit about the Thanksgiving waltz we'll hear in a few minutes. You like the waltz idea for this feel.
Oh, I do. And it you can hear a little bit of the Gather Together hymn, you know, the Thanksgiving hymn in there. And they do it in three, and there's something very comforting about music that's in 3/4 time. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It makes you feel warm somehow.
That's a good thought. I never thought about the waltz time like that, but you're right, isn't it? Kind of a rocking.
Yeah, that's a good way to think of it. Yeah.
Well, you've got another one for us here, a Thanksgiving song from Mary Chapin Carpenter. What can you tell us about this one?
Well, she's got a beautiful, rich, deep alto voice, and she's been a very strong singer-songwriter for a long time, crossover sort of country and folk. And this one just goes right to the heart of what the day is about. And she talks about father and mother and friends and people that don't have friends and being able to hold hands and touch and stay connected.
Grateful for each hand we hold, gathered round this table. From far and near we travel home, blessed that we are able.
So do you envision listening to these on Thanksgiving? Because a lot of times families will have a tradition of talking about what they're thankful for around the Thanksgiving table. This is a song that captures a lot of the kind of sentiments you might hear at that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a Thanksgiving show last year on Simply Folk, and there'll be another one this Sunday evening. And I heard from a listener last year that replayed that during Thanksgiving dinner so that they could have the music along with dinner. So it is nice. It's nice to be able to express that through music.
And what will you be listening to, Stephanie? You who've got so much music at your fingertips, what evokes Thanksgiving to you?
Well, I'll be here for the first 3 hours of Thanksgiving, so I'll be sharing a lot of classical music, but I have scheduled some of that Harvest Home Suite by Jay Unger and Molly Mason. And I think there's a lot of... there are a lot of classical pieces and some of the hymns and some of the cantatas of Bach and so forth. And I really like a wide range. But, you know, it doesn't have to expressly say Thanksgiving in it. There's a lot of music that that you can say thank you with or feel that without having to have the words overtly written.
And do you sing on Thanksgiving? I know you're a big singer.
Yeah.
Do you is part of your Thanksgiving celebration a sing-along?
It often is, yeah. I'll be with friends and family in the evening, and inevitably the guitars come out, and sometimes we even get into Christmas songs and holiday songs. And when you get people together and there's been good food and good wine, and you know, things just go to music for us anyway.
Well, there's one more that you're sharing with us, a lighter hearted one, this one, I think, and from Wisconsin, right?
That's right. Clay Reines is a singer-songwriter, also quite a talented photographer from Coon Valley near La Crosse, and he is revered by songwriters around the country, and we're lucky to have him here. But he wrote one called The Thanksgiving Ache. It's wonderful. It talks about, oh, just one more helping. I'll just wait an hour, and then I'll start over again.
Stuff the turkey and baste it with care. This is my favorite bill of fare. Keep your lobster and your snails and your steak, but give me the Thanksgiving ache. Three bean salad and some pickles.
I think we're all familiar with the Thanksgiving ache from the turkey, and he goes on to describe all the other components that leave us lying bloated on the couch watching the football game.
Such a lovely picture, Rob.
I know. I'll send in a picture, put it on Facebook after this Thanksgiving,
great.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's one line in this song that I just love, which is, keep the cranberries, they do not belong. Anything that turns my turkey purple is wrong.
Well, Stephanie, thanks as always for joining us. Always a lot of fun to talk to you.
Thank you so much for sharing this music.
Stephanie Elkins, host of Morning Classics and Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio.
This Sunday from 5 to 8, you can catch Stephanie's Simply Folk holiday special. She's going to be sharing more songs of Thanksgiving and gratitude.
I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We go to the news with Thanksgiving Waltz by Jay Unger and Molly Mason. This is Central Time.